site or just the front lawn. NAPA has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at NAPA. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Boscobel.
From eco-friendly thermostats to energy-efficient lighting systems for your business, technology is making everything smarter. Good thing your Touchstone Energy Cooperative can help you make smarter work harder. Today, there are more ways than ever to make your world more energy efficient, and we can show you how. Take the next step to go electric and put the power of your co-op to work for you.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Starting lineups are being announced for the folks that have gathered here at Pickering Park in Muscadet. And that is Michael Hernan. He's just doing double duty here for us today. So good to have him in the booth and announcing for us as well. The starting lineups being announced for the visiting arena aces today. The shortstop, number two, Jimmy Jennings. Number one, the catcher, Trey Schulte, hits second. Eli Alt, wearing number five, will be the starting pitcher today and hitting third. Nate Jennings, number 11, is playing first base and batting cleanup. Ty Willoughby is playing left field today. Also following him in the lineup, Alex Sotts, hitting sixth, the right fielder. Dane McElwee at second base hits seventh. Braden Prohaska at third base bats eighth. And Roman Jensen, the center fielder, hits number nine. Defensively for the Muscadet Mudcats here in the top of the first, Alex Meister and Tyler Hatch, the battery. Emmett Drone plays first. Carson Kenyon is at second. Mason Atkins is the shortstop. Josh Cartwright at third. In left field, Logan Olson. It's Brett Hatch in center field, and Matthew Cartwright is starting in right field. And now from Muscadet's Pickering Park, we will rise and remove our cap as we get set for the Pledge of Allegiance today.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Pledge of Allegiance prior to game time. And the first pitch is coming up right around the bend today on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with two locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
We are having the Schmidt Woodland Hills Grand Cash Giveaway 50-50 raffle again this year. Only 1,500 tickets will be sold, with the potential for a maximum payout of $7,500 to a single winner. The winning ticket will be drawn on July 18th during the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing at Morocco Hills Golf Course. You can't be the winner if you don't buy a ticket. Get your ticket today. Just $10 per ticket. This could be your year.
Leading off is Jimmy Jennings, and Jimmy will line it to second baseman Carson Kenyon, and we're underway as Kenyon hauls it in. There is one away. That'll bring up Gray Schulte. Michael Hernan on the air with us now. Michael, how are things going? I appreciate you doing the broadcast with us today. You got a little PA work in there today as well.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Got to starting lineups with the umpires and the arena and Muscadet starting lineup, too. Also, the sponsors today, I'll be doing that as well.
Uh-huh. Keeping you busy. Here's a little bouncer to the pitcher. Meister throws to first and not in time as it sails by, and it'll be a base runner for the arena aces. So one on and one away, and Eli Ault will be the batter. Ault standing in. He is the starting pitcher, having a good year for the arena aces and getting a chance to play here in a place that he actually played for a while. He was a Muscadet Mudcat, a member of that team, and a team that almost went to the section finals a few years ago. Throw to first, and the runner is back in time. So one on, one away, and Ault the batter. Slight lead at first base for Schulte, and here's the pitch. That's called a strike. Good day for a game. Looks like we had a little rain in the night, didn't we?
Oh, yeah, for sure. It looks like the field is a little bit rain. A little bit, got some rain in there. But otherwise, the field looks pretty good.
Now, you played on this field. It takes a lot of water, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. It takes a lot of water. It makes this grass really green. Props to the groundskeeping crew that gets this field really nice, because it always looks nice every time I come here.
You bet. And the grass looks nice, especially mowed. Nothing in one to the batter. And Meister to the plate. There's a strike called on the batter, and it's strike two on Ault. Runner at first. Muscadet at double play depth up the middle here this afternoon. Meister eyes the runner. Again, the 0-2 offering coming up. And now a throw to first. Kind of just one of those keeping an honest throws. Runner is back in time. Meister normally works quickly, but with that base runner, he's trying to keep him close and honest. Here's the 0-2, and it's up high for a ball. One ball and two strikes. Glenn Schulte calling the balls and strikes. Henry Bray has the bases today. Going to throw to first, and the runner is back in time. So Meister working from the stretch here in the opening inning. Ready to roll from the stretch. The pitch hopped up. And it is out of play. Tyler Hatch, the catcher, watches it. How about the new track here, Riverdale? It's pretty nice.
Yeah, it does look pretty nice. They just recently just got it done a week ago. Yeah, it looks pretty solid out there. And I saw people walking on it earlier. Pretty smooth and pretty shiny out there.
Got to get the lines on it. Here's the pitch, runner going. It's a ball throw to second, not in time. Stolen base for Schulte, who has good wheels. And Arena has a base runner in scoring position.
Yeah, Arena using a little small ball tactic to put up a threat early.
Wanted to get that man over there. And Ault is a good contact hitter with a chance to put one in. 2-2 offering. Here's the pitch. Just must have missed. Full count now on the batter. Three balls and two strikes. Our umpiring crew, they're going with the kind of the yellow shirts today. 3-2 offering. Here's the pitch. This one popped up, first base side, and out of play.
Yeah, back with the umpire shirt. Usually they go with blue, but I wonder what the occasion is for the yellow.
I don't know. It's easier for Henry to stain it when he's eating hot dogs in between innings.
Oh, boy.
A little ketchup and mustard on there. Doesn't have an umpiring bib, I don't think. Throw the second pickoff move, and the runner's back in time. Good idea by Muscadet. A good throw. It might have been, pretty close to getting him out.
Yeah, I like what Meister's doing, just keeping the runner intact just in case if he tries to go.
3-2 offering is ball four. Good at bat for Ault. He draws a walk, and Eli goes down to first base. So two aboard with one away for Nate Jennings. Nate playing first base today. The Aces in their blue uniforms, light blue with red lettering. Monday in the red with black lettering. Here comes the stretch and the pitch. This one ripped well to center. Going back is Hatch. He's going back. He can't get it. It's over his head. And that means Schulte, who had to hold, is going to run the third. He's going home. Throw from the outfield. Cut off. And it is 1-0 Arena. Boy, that ball just kept carrying out there, didn't it?
Yeah, it kept carrying. It looks like Hatch was going to get it. But then all of a sudden, it looks like if I feel the wind, it looks like it's kind of towards outright a little bit. And that ball, again, just kept carrying. Gets Arena a base hit. Gets an early lead in this game.
A long single for Nate Jennings. But here's Ty Willoughby. His lead at 1-2. Here's the pitch. Bunted. Popped up. Hatch back. Can't get it. It's going to be a strike. 0-1. So Arena off to the races right now after a solid hit by Jennings. Jimmy Jennings was caught. Then Schulte reaches on an error, Ault walks, and Nate Jennings drives in a run with a long single. 0-1 to Willoughby. Here's the next pitch. Run attempt. That one is down low for a ball. One ball and one strike. And the Jennings brothers and Ault, all former Muscadet players here. Here's the pitch, bunted out in front of the plate. Good one. Off the mound, coming to throw it out is Meister over to first in time. It does move the runners up, however. Ault to third, Jennings to second. Willoughby gone on the sack bunt. And that'll bring up Alex Stotts. So give us the review. You've had a chance to try the cuisine here at Muscadet. How's it going today?
Oh, it's really good. I had two burgers today. Burgers are really good, nice and juicy, got a lot of good flavoring on it. Yeah, if you're down in Muscadet, you got to try these burgers. They are really good.
Very good. That's a positive review from Michael Hernan. Pitch is called a strike, 0-1. If we wait till after the game, Michael, it's usually holes and burn hot dogs, so got to get them while they're hot.
Oh, for sure.
Swinging strike by Stotts, 0-2. Another hit would bring possibly, sure, one run, maybe two. 0-2 offering. Here's the pitch. Swung on late and fouled on the ground. Alex staying alive. The crowd continuing to file in here to Pickering Park. They must know you're here, Michael.
That could be a possibility.
Or Henry.
Oh, yeah, Henry's a good showing, too.
0-2. Here's the pitch. That one is high. One ball and two strikes. What a big game's going on today. Fan Appreciation Day in Cazenovia. We could head up there after this game. They'll beat us. 1-2 pitch. Fouled out of play by Alex Stott. Arena having a good top half of the first. They like to make it even better. Stott is the sixth batter of the inning. Meister kicks and fires. This one ripped to right field. Coming over is Cartwright, and Matthews got it for out number three. That will do it for the Aces in the opening inning. They score a run. They had a hit. There was one error committed by Muscadet, and a total of two left. After a half inning of play, Arena 1, Muscadet coming up. This is Home Talent Baseball from WRCO at WRCO.com.
Dependable, quality, friendly, and superior customer service. When you hear those words, you think of Walsh's Ace Hardware. Walsh's Ace has quality products like Craftsman, DeWalt, Milwaukee, Stanley, and Irwin. Have you checked out the Ace Paint Studio? Amazing products from Benjamin Moore to Clark and Kensington. The Paint Studio has everything you need to make your home project turn out just perfect. Visit your local Walsh's Ace store in Muscadet, Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The House on the Rock attraction between Dodgeville and Spring Green has a wide variety of jobs for a wide variety of people. They are hiring for retail sales, hospitality positions, maintenance and upkeep, and admission openings. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Find your perfect job today.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
Here's the Muscadet batting order leading it off. The second baseman, Carson Kenyon. Alex Meister, the pitcher, hits second. Josh Cartwright at third base hits third. Tyler Hatch, the catcher, hits cleanup. Mason Atkins at shortstop bats fifth. Brett Hatch, the center fielder, hits sixth. Matthew Cartwright, the right fielder, bats seventh. Logan Olson, hitting eighth, is the left fielder. And batting number nine, Emmett Drone at first base. Elijah Ault on the mound for the Aces. Trey Schulte behind the plate. Nate Jennings at first. Dane McElwee at second. Jimmy Jennings at short. And Braden Prohaska is at third. In the outfield, Ty Willoughby in left. Roman Jensen in center. Alex Stott in right. Kenyon ready to roll. Here we go with the first pitch or the bottom of the first. Ault from the windup. There's the pitch. Fouled off. Nothing in one. Watching Ault warm up, and I've seen him pitch a couple of times this year, but he's got some good velocity, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, he sure got some good velocity. Pretty fast, looks like.
The pitch and the curve looks good. That's a strike.
Yeah, the curveball looks good, too. You don't expect him with pitchers. You're thinking fastball, but then he throws that curveball. It really messes with hitter's head.
0-2 offering. There's the pitch. Fouled out of play. To watch, imagine that baseball bounces even better on that new track, too. You like playing on the old Astrodome turf. Oh, that's not the playing surface here, but it bounces like that. Pitch is upstairs for a ball. One ball and two strikes. All from the windup. Here comes the 1-2. Change up call, the strike, and there is one away. Kenyon is gone, and the batter will be Alex Meister. Meister, the pitcher. Eli Ault, back to the hill here for the Aces. And here's the first pitch to the pitcher, down low. One ball and no strikes. Ault checking the target. Here comes the pitch. Just a little bit low. Two balls and no strikes. Did you ever have a chance to play on turf, Michael?
I did freshman year when I played JV football in Royal on the Wisconsin Dells field.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
It's a pretty nice field. Wisconsin Dells got some really good facilities over there.
Oh, yeah, that football field of the Dells looks like a Division III football, college football field.
Oh, yes, it does.
Here's a pitch, and it's called a strike. So now 3-1, Ault on the board with a strike. Here comes the 3-1 offering. That one is called down low, and Muscadet has a base runner. Tying run aboard for Josh Cartwright. Cartwright playing third base. I remember that. I broadcast that game, Michael, and that was the COVID year, so it was 2021. But I know you guys didn't have a football season in the fall. Moved it to the spring then.
Yeah, we did. we were very disappointed to hear that we weren't going to play in the fall, but we play in the spring, and that spring season was one of the most interesting seasons like I've ever played in.
It was fun. Pitches out of ball, bowel out of play back here, nothing in one.
Yeah.
At least I thought it was fun. I don't know about players.
Yeah. But... about that season, like, I don't think you're ever going to see a season like that again where football in the spring, that's very rare, and you'll never see that again.
Here's a high fly to center field coming out as Roman Jensen. He's got it. Meister has to retreat to first base, and there are two away. That'll bring up Tyler Hatch. I mean, they did what they had to do. I remember it was so odd, though, because I covered several games that spring for football, and I remember driving to football games listening to the Brewers on the radio on the way. You know?
Yeah, I mean...
And spring, and it was like the, I think it was the one of them was the opener, the opening game of the season for the Brewers. It was like a Thursday, and we were going to a football game. So it doesn't happen, probably will never happen again, as you mentioned.
Yeah, usually, like, going to a football game, listening to Brewers, is the thing you usually do in the fall.
Right.
Not in the springtime.
Not in the spring. Pitch is down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes at Tyler Hatch. Boy, Tyler has hit the ball well. He had two home runs over the fence in last Sunday's game. It was a loss for Muscadet, but you don't see that many home runs in home talent, and two in a game for Hatch. He swings with a home run cut. He's got a piece of it. 1-1.
Yeah, it's going to be a tough task to do that here at Pickering Park.
Good point.
For sure, 380 deep center.
Big ballpark.
Yeah, if you're going to hit a home run, it's got to be over 335 left field.
You'll earn it. 1-1 offering, Meister leads slightly. Here's the pitch, bounced in front of the plate, and it's off his foot for a foul ball, strike two. One ball and two strikes. Yeah, I mean, in all the years I've broadcast, I've seen a few out of here, but not that many. Especially high school.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. High school, if you see in the game, especially softball and baseball, you just don't see that many home runs.
1-2 offering. It's going to be ripped towards center. Center fielder is coming on and makes the grab. Roman Jensen hauls it in for out number three. So two put out to center field. Let's get a strike in the ball, but right at him. No runs and no hits, no errors, and one left. After an inning here in Muscadet, it's Arena leading it. 1-0 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Take the wheel to a world of adventure at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. UTVs and ATVs, snowmobiles and timber sleds, slingshots, hardworking Mahindra tractors, and so much more. You'll find it all at Jay's Power Center. Jay's mission is to provide a fantastic selection of top brands with the best buying experience and customer support. They service all makes and models with reasonable pickup and delivery services available. Visit jayspowercenter.com or better yet, experience it in person at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Wilkinson Auction Company is a company that other auctioneers hire to sell their property. Their auctioneers and auction staff are frequently asked to work at other companies' auctions because of well-run auctions and get top dollar for property. Tyler Wilkinson is a licensed attorney on staff and can focus on real estate sales and the legal aspects of the company with estate planning. Tyler has the experience helping sellers navigate complicated transactions. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus. Wilkinson and auctions.com.
Leading off the top of the first, a first ball hit for the right field area, and it's in there for Dane McAlee. He's got a base hit. So Arena right back with a base runner here in the top of the second. And the batter will be Braden Prohaska against Alex Meister. Braden takes a look at a strike. Runner at first. Meister, a quick worker, throws this one low, and it's ball one. One ball and one strike. Two hits for Arena so far on the day. 1-1 offering is called a strike. 1-2, the count.
It looks like Prohaska is trying to bunt the ball to advance the runner. Arena using some small ball tactics here early.
Yeah, well done. Now with two strikes, he probably won't bunt. Takes a look at a strike, and he is gone. Nice pitch from Alex Meister.
Yeah, just basically just blew right past him. Looks like outside, looks like, but just caught the corner. Excellent pitch by Meister again, that first out of the inning.
Roman Jensen will be the batter. Number 9 hitter for the Aces with a man at first base getting a lead. Here's the pitch, and it's down low. One ball and no strikes. Alex is not a hard thrower, but sometimes he just really good location.
Yeah, he's good with his location. He's got a nice curveball, too.
There's a nice bunt out in front of the plate by the batter, picked up by the catcher. Hash throws him out on a good play, and the sacrifice is complete. McAlee goes to second. There are two away.
Yeah, that's good communication there by Meister and Hatch. I mean, it looked like the ball was in between them, and Meister just let Hatch do the work, get the throw. Nice communication there. What could have been a disaster with communication error if that would have happened.
Yep, you bet. Recovered nicely, and the batter now will be Jimmy Jennings for the second time today. He led off the game with a line drive out. Runner at second. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing and one. Zane McAlee is at second. He's a former WRCO protege as well. Did some intern work for us a few years ago. This one fouled out of play. Strike two. Nothing and two. Boy, the summer's going fast, isn't it, Michael?
Oh, for sure. I just cannot believe it's July already. It's just crazy. In a couple of months, I'm off to college.
Here's the pitch high. One ball and two strikes. Once that fourth is behind us, it does evaporate.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Then basically, you're going to start seeing back-to-school ads.
Yep. Here's a little flare to left center. That's going to drop in there. It's going to score another run. As McAlee was on the go, he's going to round third and score on a base hit by Jimmy Jennings. It is 2-0 Arena.
Yeah, just a nice piece of contact hitting there for Arena. Down in between the left and right fielders, and another run scores for Arena.
The batter will be Trey Schulte, who reached on an error last time and scored. Time is called, and Schulte getting the remainder of the catcher's gear off and will head to the plate. Adding from the right side. Hunter leads slightly at first. Here's the pitch, and one above the letters for a ball. I think Trey's got a little bit of diamond rye on his pants there.
Oh, yeah, looks like he slid. I think was he the one that slid in the second field?
Yeah, he was. Here's a rip to right. It's in there for a base hit. A little trouble out there. Cartwright feels it down the line. Now brings it in. Runner going to third. Going to be close. Not in time. And right behind him at second base is Trey Schulte. So Jimmy Jennings on the horse all the way to third base on the run. And Trey Schulte right behind him now. Good hit going opposite way.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Just nice piece of contact hitting. And that was a really good throw there. It looked like on target. It looked like it was going to get him, but just barely did it.
Yep. You're right. Very close. Runners at 2 and 3. Here's the pitch. This one chopped foul outside of third. Error on Nick Jennings in the coach's box. Doesn't count in the game. Admirable bare hand tries, but sometimes it's hard to play that ball.
Yeah, for sure, with those hops, especially.
Nothing in one. I saw a Sports Center play the other day where a guy caught a home run. I don't know if you saw that or not, but he was clear out in right field, like one of the highest points up on the stadium. Here's a high fly to left field and deep. Logan Olsen is over with the bases running now, and he's got it for the out. Wrapping up the story, though, yeah, he was standing there holding a beer, and he was clear up on the top, and he caught the home run like one-handed and didn't spill his beer. He made SportsCenter. It was like the top play of the day.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's impressive, especially when you got one hand, and plus you don't want to spill your drink.
Right, and he's right along the rail, too, and I'm thinking he could have probably taken a tumble, too, so all went well. We're through an inning and a half here in Muscadet. It is 2-0 Arena as they play a run here, a run each inning so far, and they lead the Mudcats after 1.5 on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Dunkin' dropped a new kind of energy. Introducing Sparked Energy by Dunkin'. It's energy for the fun of it. Available in two full-on delicious flavors, Berry Burst and Peach Sunshine. It's what you need when your afternoon needs you to get going. A revitalizing burst of caffeine, vitamins, and minerals gives you the energy to turn the fun up to 11. True story. Order ahead on the Dunkin' app and get a medium Sparked Energy for $3 in the month of July. Fruit-flavored, contains 0% fruit juice, caffeine from caffeine, and guarana. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Duncan.
The House on the Rock Resort in rural Spring Green is hiring for hotel front desk positions. They have openings for second shift, 3 p.m. to 11 p.m., and third shift, 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. They're hiring for summer staff, as well as summer through fall and early winter staff. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. Join the team today.
Leading off for the Muscadet Mudcats in the bottom of the second inning will be Mason Atkins. He'll be followed by Brett Hatch and Matthew Cartwright. 2-0 Arena. Here's the pitch, and it's down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes to the hitter. Outfield straight away in all fields for the number 5 hitter. Here's the pitch. Reached out and touched a shallow right field. The right fielder coming on and plays it on the hop. That's a base hit for Mason Atkins.
Yeah, it looks like that pitch was inside, and Atkins looked like he got jammed on that, but just finds a wide opening between the Bermuda triangle between the center fielder, second base, and right fielder.
That's all you got to do. Find a spot. Brett Hatch, the center fielder, wearing number 5. Getting ready. Now runner at first. Here's the pitch. Fastball strike from Alt. Nothing in one. A little more sunshine. Our engineer, Tim Feed, and his accu, Tim Weather, saying maybe some rain showers later. Here's a bunt attempt. He offered. It's a strike. Runner going. High throw into center field, and it's bobbled by the center fielder. That means Atkins goes all the way to third base. So Muscadet has an opportunity here.
Yeah, it looks like on that steal, it looks like the ball went in the dirt, which is a very difficult recovery to throw. And, yeah, this ball just sailed over the head, got into center field. Atkins able to take advantage of it. Now on third, now Muscadet's got a real threat going.
One ball and one strike to Brett Hatch. Alt is set. There's the pitch. Down low. 2-1. Runner back to third base. Atkins leading slightly. Alt to the belt. The pitch. Strike called. It's strike 2. And there is strike 3. He is gone. There is one away. Eli Alt working quickly, so one away. Runner stays at third for Matthew Cartwright. Matthew takes a look at the strike. Elijah Alt, one of those pitchers when, you know, early on, if you're going to get some runs, maybe it's the best time because he kind of settles in and gets on a roll.
Oh, yeah, for sure with that. And plus, yeah, a little bit of nerves and just kind of getting feel for the game towards the middle. So that's why, like, right away, you just want to try to get a jump on him. Plus, it creates momentum for your team as well.
One ball and a strike. That one in the dirt to Cartwright. Logan Olson-Dunax. Runner remains at third for the Mudcats, threatening in the second. Here's a swinging strike by Cartwright. One ball and two strikes now to the hitter. Atkins gets the lead. 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss. And there are two away. Boy, Alt brought the number 1 that time, didn't he?
Oh, for sure. He did. Nice heater. Looks like inside. Again, that velocity point, the play. Looks like he was establishing that outside, that low pitch early, but then gets him with an insider.
Now Muscadet's got to really try to get something going to get that run home from third. Logan Olson, the batter. Logan takes a look at a strike. Nothing in one to the hitter. The Fenimore area players also on the Muscadet roster this year. Nothing in one. The pitch. Changeup is called a strike. Quickly, two strikes, all digging deep after giving up the hit. And the runner going to third on the high throw. Two-strike offering. Here's the pitch. And he went around. Strike three. Whoa, what a good recovery by Elijah Ault. Strikes out three in a row after the leadoff man made it to third base. No runs and a hit. No errors. One left on. Two in the books in Muscadet. 2-0 Arena on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Producers of award-winning cheeses for over 98 years, Meister Cheese Company in Muscadet invites you to stop by their factory cheese store located in Muscadet's Industrial Park. With a large selection of Wisconsin-made cheese, sausage, mustards, and spreads, and you're sure to find a taste-tempting treat. Hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and Saturday, 9 to 1. Or visit them anytime on the web at meistercheese.com.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service, and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
My life is always on, every single day, and the electricity my co-op provides is more essential to it than ever before. It allows me to shop online while I'm watching TV and keeps my mobile phone charged so I can return the 10 missed calls from my mother. I depend on the electricity from my co-op to power my life and keep me connected every single day. Learn more about the power of your co-op membership at togetherwesave.com.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Hey, Jennings flies out to center field, and there is one away here in the top half of the third inning. Ty Willoughby will follow, and then Alex Stotts. And Willoughby, first ball hitting, bounces one to Meister. He'll bring it over to first base, and two pitches and two outs, Michael.
That's a way to get Donovan in an inning. Especially saves your arm, too.
Sure. Alex Stotts, here's pitch number three. It's popped up. Second base side, and Kenyon has got it for out number three. Well, you don't see that. Three pitches, three up.
That's impressive. That's like the first time I've ever seen that in a hometown game. I don't know if I don't really see that option often anywhere.
No, you don't. Once in a while, it happens. But, boy, Meister, he didn't hardly, he surely didn't break a sweat, you know.
Oh, for sure. That, and especially save his arm, too. It saves his arm a lot. Those later innings. That's a huge inning there by the Mudcat.
Long way to go if you're going to go all nine, that's for sure. So half inning over. We go to the bottom of the third, 2-0 in favor of the Arena Aces. Visiting here to Muscadet on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Emma Drone takes a look at a ball, and we're underway in the bottom of the third. He'll be followed by, in the top of the order, Carson Kenyon and Alex Meister. Now Drone fouls one back. It is a ball and a strike. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Michael Hernan today here at Muscadet's Pickering Park. Beautiful day for a game. 1-1, all with the pitch. Called a strike, 1-2. The way the forecast read, I expected it to rain all day yesterday because that's kind of the way it sounded. And then they're saying, all, you know, thunderstorms likely today. You know, our accurate weatherman, Tim Thede, saying there could be some passing showers around 2:30 today. Here's a swinging strike, and Drone is gone, one away. Four Ks for Ault. He has struck out four in a row dating back to last inning.
Yeah, Ault's been pitching really well. Of course, his velocity, talk about his fastball, but underrated thing, his curveball. His curveball has been on point so far. So one of the big reasons why he's been getting those strikeouts.
Good point. He's setting them up. Here's the pitch. This one is down low for a ball. Carson Kenyon, who struck out his first time up. Both pitchers are right up there. You better be ready when you stand in the box. There is strike one. One ball and one strike. Back it goes to Ault. Target up by Schulte. Eli from the windup. Curveball, swing, and a miss. Strike two. One ball and two strikes. Have to pull that up, but it appears the Bucks have signed another player.
Ooh.
Trying to get some things done here. There's the pitch. Bouncing ball first. Oh, what a play by Nate Jennings. Snags the bouncer behind the bag and steps on the bag for the out.
Yeah, that's an impressive play there. He basically just gets in the dirt. It looks like the ball might, if that ball gets by him, that would have been trouble for two. So that's a heck of a play there.
That's our defensive gem of the game so far, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That was a heck of a dive.
Here's Meister. He walked last time. Takes a look at a curveball strike. So the Bucks have signed DeLon Wright. Played in 508 games over the past nine seasons with Toronto, Memphis, Dallas, Detroit, Sacramento, Atlanta, Washington, and Miami. He's been around.
Quite a bit of a journeyman there. I like the signing there because he's a defensive-minded player. Of course, he's experienced that Heat culture. Hopefully he can bring that to the Bucks.
Yeah, absolutely. They need some defense. That's kind of what their focus is right now. Here's a ball in the dirt. The count goes to 2-1 to the hitter. They signed Prince from the Lakers, right?
Torian Prince.
Yep. Here's the pitch. This one is upstairs. 3-1. There are two outs in the bottom of the third inning. 2-0 Arena in the lead. Meister back in. Here's the 3-1. It's taken for strike two. Josh Cartwright due next for the Budcats in the third. Count is full. Ault with a pitch. Swing and a miss. He blew it by, and there are three away. Five strikeouts now for Elijah Ault. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We go to the fourth today. 2-0 Arena over Muscadet on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
The trees on your land are a valuable asset, and keeping them properly managed is a big responsibility. The staff at Meister Log & Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in Southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team will help you meet your timber's potential. A win-win for all, as landowners receive green for the logs and Mother Nature stays green as well. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Dane McAlee looks at a ball from Alex Meister, and the top of the fourth is underway. Here's the next pitch, swung on and missed for a strike. 1-1, 2-0. Arena leading here at the top of the fourth inning in HTL action from good old Pickering Park. Here's the pitch, strike called. 1-2. Meister looking through the web of the glove, and now the pitch outside. Boy, the game's going fast. Both pitchers are working quickly. You don't even have a chance to go get another Big Mike cheeseburger, do you?
Oh, for sure. These pitchers have been great.
This one outside for 3-2. Base umpire Henry Bray has thrown you out like 4 times here this afternoon. So here's the pitch. 4. McAlee will take his base. Or maybe he's throwing me out. He keeps pointing to the booth and saying, like, giving him something.
I think he's trying to throw both of us out.
Is that what he's trying to do?
Probably, knowing Henry Bray.
Nobody's listening to him, which is, you know.
I mean, we're not even on the field. We're in the booth.
I know.
I mean, how do people even know we're up here?
Braden Prohaska takes a look outside for a ball. 1-0. Leadoff man on for the Aces in the top of the fourth inning. Meister to the belt. The pitch. Bounced on the infield at third. Glove there by Cartwright. Second one. Back to first in time. And a twin killing for the Muscadet Mudcats. Well played.
Terrific double play there. Basically ground to the third baseline. It's just smooth throwing. Smooth play there by the Mudcats.
A 5-6-3 if you're scoring along with us at home. Josh Cartwright over to Mason Atkins to Emmett Drone. And there are two gone for Roman Jensen. Roman takes a look at his strike. 0-1. Top of 4 here. Important game for visiting arena today. Here's a swinging strike. You were pointing out, Michael, that even Muscadet isn't mathematically eliminated from the playoffs yet.
Oh, no, they're not. They're 3.5 games back, or 3 games back, excuse me, and they got 3 games left, Still got some opponents. They just need a win. A win would be great for them. And then you could start thinking about maybe we can back up wins, maybe potentially sneak into a playoff.
Uh-huh.
Well, a loss today would eliminate them.
That would do it. All right. 2-2 to the batter, Roman Jensen. Meister ready to work. Here's the deal. It's called strike 3, and that will do it. In the inning, Alex Meister gets his second strike out of the game and gives up a walk, but got the twin killing to erase that. And for Arena in the fourth, no runs, no hits, no errors, and none left on. We go to the bottom of inning number 4, 2-0 Arena on WRCO and WRCO.com.
When today is unpredictable, it's important to have advice and support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals. The team at Capital Wealth Advisor Group can help you stay on track. Whether you want advice or need a plan, helping you achieve your financial goals is our top priority. Visit CapitalWealthCares.com for more information. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Summer is heating up at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Discover unbeatable deals on top brands like Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Amana, Maytag, Speed Queen, and Frigidaire. The Town & Country team will install your new appliances and recycle your old ones. Now with 2 locations to serve you. The Superstore at 2490 Highway 14 in Richland Center and the newly opened showroom at downtown Reedsburg at 206 East Main Street. For store hours and details about the incredible summer savings sale, visit townandcountryrc.com.
Arneson Service and Repair is your full-service repair shop in rural Hillpoint. Arneson Service and Repair is your exclusive dealer for Bad Boy lawnmowers. These mowers are made right here in the USA and have a great reputation of the toughest and most powerful mower available at a better price. Bad Boy continually push new and improved advances in cutting, safety, and operator comfort that raise the bar for the entire zero-turn lawnmower industry. Bad Boy lawnmowers, available at Arneson Service and Repair, Hill Point, 986-4300.
Josh Cartwright fouls one back, and the bottom of the fourth is underway for the Muscadet Mudcats. They trail Arena 2-0. Tyler Hatch and Mason Atkins will be due up as well. A ball from Alt. The count is 1-1. Eli has struck out 5 thus far. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air to shallow right. This is trouble. Right fielder coming on hard, diving. He's got it. Nice play. Alex Stotts pulls it in for the out.
Boy, that's a heck of a play there. He dove that. That looks like it might drop. And he just dives in there, gets the glove up. Usually when diving plays, make glove the hand down, makes it up and secures it. What a play there.
We've seen some defensive gems, haven't we?
Oh, for sure. Arena is putting not only the pitching's been great from Eli Alt, but the defense backing him has been terrific as well.
Here is Tyler Hatch, who flew out to center field last time, facing Alt in the fourth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a piece of it. Strike one. Nothing at 1-2, the hitter. Hatch steps back. Alt on the hill. Here we go. The 0-1 offering is swung out and missed. Strike two. Power against power right now. Hatch trying to get around on one. Couple of big cuts. Nothing in two. Here's the offering. That one is just a bit low. One ball and two strikes. Elijah Alt eyes the target from Schulte. Here's the pitch in the dirt. Ball two.
Yeah, notice something with these two pitchers as well, with Eli Alt and Alex Meister. These two, like, there's not a pitch clock in hometown, but if you watch the game, it looks like there is a pitch clock since they're going so fast.
Yeah, they wouldn't need it. Here's the pitch outside for a ball, unlike other pitchers. And, you know, everybody's strategy is different, but sometimes you got guys that throw the first four or five times and kind of killing time. These guys don't kill time. Full count, swing, and a miss. And there are two away now as Hatch strikes out. That's six Ks for Alt. That'll bring up Mason Atkins.
Yeah, impressive outing so far. Again, six strikeouts in 11 outs. That is dominance right there for Eli Alt.
He has walked one batter, given up one hit. So a good performance so far. His team lead 2-0. Third ball is just a bit low to Mason. He singled last time. The Muscadet's only hit. Came back in the second inning. Here's the 1-0. Changeup rocked toward left field. Backhanded by Jimmy Jennings. Long throw. Got him. There's another defensive jam. Boy, didn't you think that was going to be a hit, Michael?
Oh, I thought so. I thought it was going to sneak through there, but my goodness, the backhand and plus the throw. When you're throwing the back leg like that, that is a tough play to make. Props to this Arena defense so far.
Two great plays. The catch by Stotts in right field, and then Atkins with a great play over here at shortstop, bringing it across, and then, of course, a strikeout in for Alt, who's not pitching too badly either. We go to the fifth. 2-0, Arena leads Muscadet on WRCO and WRCO.com.
At NAPA, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why NAPA is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses. Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbos in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Jimmy Jennings leads it off against Alex Meister. The fifth is underway. Here's the pitch. Bounce back to Meister. Got him on the knee. He grabs the ball, throws in time. Good recovery by Alex.
Yeah, ouch there. Yeah, that looked like it hurt. Usually the bat velocity is faster than the pitch velocity. So, yeah, getting hit, it's a good play by him. Might have to recover from that, but, yeah, hope he's all right with that route, that fast grounder hitting his knee like that.
Batter will be Trey Schulte. I noticed in the majors they have all these different, they're able to measure how fast the ball was when it came to you, when it was caught. Of course, exit, you know, if there's a home run, the exit speed and things like that.
Yeah, usually exit field for bat average is around like 105 compared to pitches. The average is 95, at least for Major League Baseball.
Isn't that something? Ball low to Schulte. It's 2-0. Trey's been on twice. Here's the pitch. Down low, ball three. Reached on an error in the first and singled in the second. Ace is visiting today and leading 2-0 on Muscadet. Here's the pitch, and it's high. He walked in. So that'll be the third walk given up by Meister today. Eli Ault will be the batter. He has walked and flown out. Alex Meister heads back to the hill with a runner over at first base. Tyler Hatch is a strong catcher. We'll try to keep him honest. Meister will as well. Here's the pitch. That one is called a strike. Nothing in one.
Yeah, I'm surprised that Meister really didn't check on Schulte because he's got a decent lead over there.
Her leads again. And Meister sets up. Here's the pitch. This one bounced foul. Strike two. And I think some of that is he's watching Tyler Hatch. So I think there's a little bit of a communication going with pitcher-catcher. Hatch is watching that runner at first as well.
Strategic communication there.
Two-strike pitch. Here's the deal. Runner is leaning. Ball throw to first. They got him on a nice tag. Emmett Drone. Oh, beautiful throw by Tyler Hatch. Got the runner at first.
Oh, that was gorgeous there. It looked more like a pitch out there. I love that. It must have been the communication there that they were speaking of, pitch out. Ball was, like, obviously outside, and Tyler had a nice throw. No chance of getting back to first base.
And Drone did a good job of just kind of blocking the bag.
Yeah, just blocking, yeah.
Putting the tag down. Here's the pitch. High fly to center and deep. Should be playable. Brett Hatch, he's back around to Voca there as he makes the grab. Boy, that was right in front of the 380 sign. Good ride by Ault. That carried better than I thought it was going to, and that'll do it. So for the second inning in a row, Arena has a base runner, and that base runner is erased. In the inning, no runs and no hits, no errors, none left on. We go to the last of the fifth inning. 2-0 Arena leads. Hometown of baseball from WRCO Sports.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
Chitwood Electric in Richland Center has expert service of electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos. Bob also sharpens cow clipper blades, and he sells new electric motors and barn fans. Stop in at 215 South Jefferson Street or give him a call at 647-3317. For the very best in service work, new motors, and barn fans, talk with Bob at Chitwood Electric Richland Center. When you need help, the number to call is 647-3317. That's Chitwood Electric.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
It's the bottom of the fifth inning. 2-0 Arena leads. Brett Hatch will lead it off for Muscadet, followed by Matthew Cartwright and Logan Olson. Good to have you along for our HTL action on the radio. Our season's getting down there, winding down to the final weeks of the regular season. This one is down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Just including this week, 3 weeks left in the regular season. 1-0 offering is called a strike. 1-1. And then maybe the playoffs, Michael. We're hoping so anyway.
Yeah, Arena, right now they look like they're tied for sixth in that western section. So, yeah, this game is really big for Arena. Again, the classic trap game. You know, and Arena, they need this game because Argyle and Ridgeway, they're playing against each other. They're both 3-6. They win, Arena loses. They'll bump Arena, and then Blancherville, they win. They got the tiebreaker so far because they beat Arena earlier.
High fly to center, and caught. by Roman Jensen. Ah, Brett Hatch gave it a good ride there. I thought that was going to get down, but
yeah,
it didn't.
That was a very good hit by Brett Hatch. But again, as a hitter, there's just nothing he could do. He just hit it straight to the center fielder. Yeah, that's one of the worst feelings as a hitter.
Here comes Matthew Cartwright, who's a strikeout victim against Alt back in the second. Here's the pitch, and it's down low. We're in the bottom of the fifth, scheduled 9 innings today at Pickering Park, 2-0 Arena. Alt from the windup, the pitch, changeup, call, the strike. Nice pitch. One ball and one strike. Alt from the wind, here is the pitch. That one is down low for a ball. 2-1. So you got all your school support.